Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Have we heard what the extension is for Brent Key, by the way? Do we know what we haven't heard, right?
Nobody's... $1 billion.
Yeah, by the way, while we're talking about this big game tomorrow night over on the flats, nobody's talking about this. What's this going to look like? What's this extension going to look like? We're going to talk to Jeremy Fowler here, talk some NFL, but we were just discussing this big game tomorrow, and Brent Key has been great for Georgia Tech, Mike. I think a lot of this discussion may have happened when you were out that week in Europe, and we were discussing all these coaches being taken care of because everybody got scared. And then we got into this discussion about, you know, do you take care of Brent Key? And I said, look, let the season finish out. And a lot of people were like, no, you do it now. And then it came out that they were going to obviously, you know, look to do an extension. But there's no word on what this extension is going to look like.
Right. Now, he did get an extension last December that technically runs through 29. That was a 5-year contract extension. But the initial 5-year deal, according to SI, was worth $15 million. Base salary escalates to $3.2 million by 27. New agreement, as we mentioned, through 29. So, yeah, he's going to get a big bump. Maybe he doubles it. Maybe they double his pay.
Well, that was what we discussed.
Right?
We said, if you are Brent Key and you are, we don't know this, but let's just say he's a candidate for some of these other open jobs.
Penn State, if I was Penn State, that'd be a guy I'd be interested in.
So what that doubles your salary. If that's the kind of job that you're going to be interviewing for potentially, I'm sitting here going, all right, big game tomorrow. They win, and I expect them to. You're in the ACC championship game. What you waiting on? What are you waiting on?
Well, I mean, I presume that, and again, Jay Batt's no longer the athletic director. We talked about, you know, having all the ducks in a row. I presume that everybody signs off on it. So we'll see. But you're right. That would be interesting to hear that announcement maybe before this game or after they beat Pitt, maybe before Friday, Black Friday.
Before Georgia or certainly the ACC championship game. Either way, and we think Brent's going to get his money, but at the end of the day, he's done a good enough job to be taken care of. It's just something I go back to. Like all these other coaches, Mike, are getting deals and it's being announced. And a lot of this stuff is just it's happening. Either way, we haven't heard what this is going to look like for Brent Key.
John Sumrall apparently said that he is not meeting with Florida. They say, again, as a matter of fact, he said, she said, did the Gators call it off or John Sumrall's people? That's the Tulane coach who's been linked, as you said, to Auburn. And it almost sounds like a fait accompli that he's going to be going to the flats. I mean, going to the plains.
Plains, yes. All right, man. More college football on the way, but we got to talk to our buddy Jeremy Fowler. He is a senior national NFL writer for ESPN, and he joins us right now here on Dukes and Bell. And, Jeremy, we know you're traveling back from last night's game, man, so really appreciate you jumping on with us here as you're busy trying to get back to the house. But I want to start with your view of the Falcons because we have been going around and around. Kirk Cousins is now starting back for the Falcons. They play the Saints on Sunday. This thing feels like it's been in disarray. And I'm curious, from a national perspective, what do you think of this team and what do you think of what's happened with this team from a coaching standpoint and how this has played out?
Yeah, it's actually pretty surprising. I mean, this is a team that's looked at as underachieving. You know, there's a lot of talent on the roster. It's not perfect, but I don't think anybody expected 12 or 13 wins, but expected progress. And so the fact that they are 3-7, you know, we're about to find out if this is just a really bad stretch that they're going to turn around or if it's a symptom of a bigger problem. Yes, it's truly the onus is on Raheem Morris to get this turned around where, you know, I don't think it's a case where he's lost the locker room or anything. I think it's just a case of them having a difficulty closing games.
Right.
So, but there is talent to get it done. It's just a matter of being in a division where, you know, Tampa's in the thick of it, Carolina's improving, so Atlanta happens to be trending down at a time when those other teams are trending upward.
Yeah, we asked the coach on Wednesday, Jeremy, why aren't we clutch? And there just is no answer. We just can't put four quarters together. What about Michael Penix Jr.? Now we're in this really tough situation because we don't even know what he is. I mean, have you heard from folks around the league? Do they feel this is still a work in progress because he's only played 14 games and now he's got an injury?
Yeah, certainly stalls the progress. I mean, you can look at J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota and how much that injury hurt him. Now, Penix has played a lot more football than McCarthy, but he really got set back by just not having a full year of, even as a backup, getting reps and all those things, you know. So I do think they're still all in on Michael Penix, you know. So for next year, whether they have to retool some things, get the right personnel around him, whatever it is, I certainly don't think this is a sign that they're going to give up on him. It's just unfortunate with just from a body health standpoint with the injuries he's already had to his knees in college. That was a big worry. And the fact that it's resurfacing is definitely worrisome. I mean, there's just no way around that as far as the long-term viability. But I do think going into next year, there's enough talent, enough ability. And you know, he has shown enough to where they'll ride with him and go from there. You know, unless they want to add another veteran just to have as like a good steady backup or a bridge, kind of like they already have with Cousins.
Jeremy Fowler, again, senior national NFL writer for ESPN. You see him on SportsCenter as well, guys, a studio analyst and a sideline reporter as well. Last night you were at the game watching this Bills-Texans game. Want to get your take on this Texans defense. Are they just that good? And could this be good enough to get them to the playoffs? I know they need C.J. Stroud back, but that was a pretty impressive performance last night, Jeremy.
For sure. I mean, it's certainly one of two, three defenses that can stake a claim as the best. Denver's right there as well. It's probably a two-team conversation in that regard. And they show they can win games single-handedly with that side of the ball. I didn't think the offense did very much. They had moments, but second half they did nothing. And it was all up to the defense to hold that game together, and they did. But it's also, you know, it comes with the asterisk that the Bills right now are just not themselves, or they're not quite the same. They didn't have the receivers to be able to win against coverage and get open. So that's part of the reason why the Texans were able to tee off. I mean, they weren't even blitzing. They were getting all that pressure with four man. So, you know, and Josh Allen didn't necessarily help. You know, last year he was better at getting rid of the ball, throwing it away. This time he was trying to run around. It's almost like the more he tried to run around, the more he played into the Texans' hands because they were just sort of caging him up and taking him down. So it's two sides. I mean, they're for real, but it's also the Bills have some problems on their hands.
You feel the Ravens can still make it happen, Jeremy? I know getting this guy back, I mean, there's only one Lamar Jackson. It just seems like it's like the Giants back in the day. They can throw the switch. Can they throw the switch?
Yeah, I still have the Ravens as a playoff team. I mean, I picked them to win the Super Bowl in my preseason pick. So
sticking with it?
With that one.
Right.
Not looking great, you know. But there's still, you know, the personnel on both sides of the ball is still really strong. Lamar's taking more sacks this year. Offense overall hasn't been as good. You know, third down, they haven't been as good. But there's enough there to where they can get on the uptick. The problem really is the offensive line hasn't been as quality as or as stout as it was a year ago. That was really what guided them last year. And they were able to run the ball at will and protect Lamar. It just hasn't been as good. So that has me a little concerned. But all they have to do is win that division, and they're one game out of Pittsburgh right now. And Pittsburgh has shown flimsy at times. So there's no reason why they can't win it.
It is Jeremy Fowler, guys, talking with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All things NFL, as we discuss with Jeremy, some of the storylines. Burrow coming back. What's the situation there? You signed Flacco. He's looked good at times. We know what his age is. But Burrow apparently is trying to make his comeback. Some are saying that he would like to play this weekend. I had heard Thanksgiving. What are you hearing, Jeremy?
Yeah, so as we sit here, I would be surprised if he played this weekend. They have not made that full determination yet. But with Ja'Marr Chase out, and I believe Flacco got some reps today, whereas Burrow got a lot of the reps on Thursday, you know, could equal out to where they sit Joe for another week. We'll see, though. It wouldn't shock me if he played, too. I just think right now they'd be leaning Flacco if I had to, you know, rely on my sense. But he's going to play. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious at this point. You know, even if they lose a game, I still think he wants to get out there just to get some positive momentum for both a player who's missed the greater parts of three different seasons and for a team that desperately needs it. I feel like it's a different situation than Jaden Daniels in Washington, where they very well might shut him down just because they're sitting at 3-8, and he's been injured three different times this year alone. Young quarterback, they want to protect him.
Jeremy Fowler with his guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What's your take on the Eagles soap opera with A.J. Brown? Because right now they are the number one seed. They get the tiebreaker over the Rams. They're 7-1 in the conference. And, you know, it just seems like it crops up every year. But this team still got so much talent. Where does that go?
Yeah, that's part of the issue is the talent is apparent, and they win a lot of games, but it's the Super Bowl pedigree. It's a team that's used to winning and is now probably has a little bit of a spoiled fan base. Some of the players are used to a certain standard. It's been a grind on offense. There's no way around it. The defense is thrilled with where they are as a team, but the offense is just not. It's not just A.J. Brown, too. It's other players. I would imagine the axe from A.J. Brown is wearing a little thin with some people with the Eagles. It's just, you know, he's been commenting on it passive-aggressively for a while now.
Yep.
And, I mean, look, have I heard that there are some issues with Jalen Hurts, you know, his ability to throw over the middle, to read zone coverages, things that can kind of help the offense? Yes. But the fact of the matter is he does win. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's got a ton of intangibles, and that has high value. It just isn't sexy, and it doesn't result in a lot of passing yards. So they can be a lot better. They got to find a way to expand the offense and the passing game, but they haven't really done that with Hurts throughout his tenure.
Right.
So maybe that's just a comfort thing or just a symptom of a bigger problem, but I just don't know if they can change that in week 12. So they almost kind of just have to ride this out.
Jeremy, you put out, I believe, your hot seat. We were talking about this before you came on. Jeremy Fowler, guys, I think Pete Carroll could be on the hot seat. Do you feel the same way? We were just talking about potential jobs between, you know, over the next 7 weeks that might open, and we were trying to go down the list and looking at teams. I just don't think this Pete Carroll thing is working with the Raiders.
Well, it's certainly a job on my radar. Not because Pete hasn't tried to make it work.
Right.
And I certainly think – I mean, look, he's on a short-term contract. I believe it's 3 years. Tom Brady, GM John Spytek, think highly of Pete. So it certainly feels like it could go either way. It's just the dynamics in play are this was a team that clearly needed a rebuilding job, a major overhaul from a roster standpoint, where I think Pete came in and, you know, his goal is to compete right away and show that he could still do it. And these days, you know, it takes more than coaching. You need the horses, and the Raiders don't have them other than Brock Bowers and a few players, Max Crosby, of course. So that just makes it difficult. I think the Raiders at least have to have some tough decisions. Like, okay, this is going to be another year of this until we're really ready to go and say late 26, early 27. Is Pete the right guy to be a part of that, or does he have the patience at age 74 to do that? So I think it's more just about the dynamics in play. I think he's well-liked there. It depends on whether it's really a fit over the next 1 to 2 years.
ESPN insider Jeremy Fowler with us. Is LaFleur really getting some heat in Green Bay because of how the offense has kind of taken a nosedive the last few weeks?
I don't think so. That's not my sense. I do think that's overblown. Now, look, if a team takes a torpedo dive late in the year and they had playoff expectations, maybe that's different. But I just don't see it. He's one of the better coaches. You know, if you're rating coaches, he's certainly in the top half.
No doubt. Jeremy, we enjoy your work, man. Appreciate you stopping by again. Know you're traveling to get back, and thanks so much. Are you heading back out this weekend? Are you somewhere?
No, I'll just be home this week. So okay. We've been hitting the Thursday circuit pretty hard, and then we'll be back at it 2 weeks in Detroit. But not for Thanksgiving, so I'll be home for that.
All good. Happy holidays.
Yeah, man. Enjoy the holiday. Thanks again for jumping on with us, Jeremy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. There are a lot more questions, it feels like, Mike, with that Philly situation. And I got to tell you guys, if they don't win the Super Bowl, this is a really easy decision. If they do, does it make it harder to say, hey, we went through all this turmoil. Jalen wasn't great, but we were still able to get through it. You know the thing that I feel like they're missing, Mike, and we hadn't talked hardly at all about it? Where's Saquon?
Yeah, that was the great argument that some guys said. And we were like, oh, that's so easy and cliched. You worked him into the ground. He's not going to be the same. He's not the same. Derrick Henry hasn't been the same. Some of that's also been the play calling. But, yeah, is he not a great processor? He made some amazing throws in that Super Bowl. That's the thing with Jalen Hurts. We know what he's capable of. But that offense, it's vertically challenged, best way to put it.
Yeah. What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. Somebody says the Chiefs took a major injury last night.
Mm.
How's that possible? And they didn't play. I'll explain. And I'm going to war with people on Twitter today. I'm not a ham man for Thanksgiving. It's got to be turkey. Because some of you mother scratches got to learn how to cook a bird. Carl and I will explain next on Dukes and Bell and Guy Talk.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Yeah, baby, TGIF edition. Coming up, guys, we do it early today because we got our man Steve Koonin at 4:40. We'll talk to the Hawks CEO. Unfortunately, Hawks dropping two in a row, beating the Wembley-less Spurs, or losing, I should say, the Wembley-less Spurs last night in San Antonio. More on that coming up. And at 5 o'clock, some funky injury news for the Falcons. It kind of has us kind of going, really, we can't get any worse. We'll explain. All right, buddy boy. I just saw the video of the first promotion for this Anthony Joshua Logan Paul fight.
Okay.
Which is going to happen on December 19th. And they're down in Miami. And immediately, a lot of folks, doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, holy crap, Anthony Joshua is really a lot bigger than Logan Paul. And if you're not a fan of Logan Paul, which I'm not, I support everyone's hustle, but, you know, being whatever he is and having these ridiculous fights against washed up people and Mike Tyson, this will be fun to watch Anthony Joshua dispatch him, which most people believe will happen. Yeah, quite quickly. But the way, I mean, he's literally looking down at him. I mean, this looks like it's going to be a whooping, brother. Now, again, you and I said for years, Anthony Joshua, now maybe it's his camp's fault. You know, at the end, ultimately, the fighter gets the blame. Looked like he was soft as Charmin for never fighting Tyson Fury for those 3 or 4 years that he should have. So we never got the fight we wanted with Joshua.
No.
But then eventually started losing to guys you never heard of.
And Logan Paul, for those who don't know, is now in WWE. He's been doing that, and, you know, he's making away with being a professional wrestler. But this is now, I think, kind of become his side hustle, Mike, where he's still, this is where he made his hay, right? And he's still like, all right, I'll take on anybody. I said this after the Tyson fight. You're not getting any more of my money. Like, I will hear and see about this as far as the highlights are concerned, but I'm with you. I would love to see somebody knock him out, but nobody's been able to do it. And by the way, he's beaten a couple of UFC guys. Obviously, Tyson was washed, and that was, you know, a money grab. But I don't know what to expect from this, but Joshua, in it felt like just a few years ago, like if that fight with Fury would have happened, it would have been the biggest thing we've seen in the heavyweight
right.
division
I mean,
in a long
we,
time.
We got that. Remember we had the Bomb Squad, that third fight? We never.
Bomb Squad!
And we loved the young man. We never needed that fight. You know, we never got the Josh. And again, if you had, remember it was going to be in Vegas, it's going to be in England. Yep. Well, just get the fight. That's the thing with boxing. You never, ever get the fight you want. So now we get this sideshow. But yeah, I'm with you. Remember, it is Netflix. So the only thing that I beefed about that Tyson thing, it just took forever to get going. I mean, by the time it happened, it was like, my God. You know, it was like, let's go while we're young. And with Netflix, there was so much demand. Remember, it kept crapping out. If you were streaming it, stream kept dropping out, too.
It did. That particular night, I had a Hawks game, and I was worried that I was going to miss it, or at least miss the first few rounds by the time I got home. So I called my wife. I was like, hey, is the fight on? She's like, nope. I was like, all right, well, I'm on my way. I'll be there. Get home. I'm like, hey, is it on? She's like, nope. I'm like, it's midnight. What is happening here? So, yeah, I remember that vividly. And then you're right. You kept having to refresh.
Like that last Canelo fight was the same thing. We had like 17 mariachi bands. Can we get this thing on the main event underway for crying out loud? Hey, man, we were talking about this off the air. I didn't get a chance to play the audio. I heard it on Andy Randy the other day. Very funny. You had Guy Fieri jump on the Manning cast the other night.
Yeah.
For Monday Night Football. And they were talking with Scataboo. And they got into this conversation about how you eat a taco. So take a listen. It's pretty funny.
Do you turn your head for the taco?
Well, I can say historically in my experience, I dominate the taco, Carl.
Okay.
And I move I bend the taco to my will.
I think I bend my head to the taco. Now that he's got me thinking about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I think I kind of.
And you don't square up on the taco?
I don't square up. I usually bend the head or bend my neck. I give way to the taco.
All right. I make the taco bend to my will. But anyway, I thought that was just such a funny soundbite. And Cam Scataboo, you know, having a crazy week where speaking of wrestling, you know, having that little push and shove where a lot of Giants fans are going, dude, what are you doing? You just nearly blew out your ankle for crying out loud. But that just made me, I got a kick out of that. No, I mean, some would say, you know, if it's a hard shell taco, you do have to kind of bend your head. If you think we're talking metaphorically, you get your mind out of the gutter, you dirty-minded people.
I turn my head for the taco.
I bend the taco to my will. I stand by that. Speaking of food, and this was a hill, I am prepared to die on Turkey Hill. I was talking about this earlier. I follow like nearly 1,000 people on social media. So sometimes I see something, I'll retweet it and make a comment on it. And the comment on this one was somebody had the old famous painting where you have like the town, the guy who looks like Abe Lincoln. You know, it's a young man making a point. And you basically have a point about something historically.
Okay.
You know, and you say, I propose this.
This, yes.
You know, and it's.
I propose. Yeah.
Right. It's from the old Saturday Evening Post where the guy is basically looking like Lincoln in a small town hall meeting. And then people do that and make their comment. This guy says, ham is better than turkey at Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And I said, nonsense. Learn how to brine your bird.
Mm.
And for those who don't know how to cook a turkey, it's not easy. Sometimes the turkey can be dry.
Yeah.
Lord knows, my grandmother, who was a fantastic cook, she was Italian. My mother is from Northern Ireland, not really known gastronomically as great cooks. My grandmother, almost every year, I've joked with you, Carl, my dad would say, time to get the bullpen warmed up. Let's get the left-hander ready. Nana's got to go in the kitchen and save Thanksgiving. Because my mom would always dry out the turkey, and Nana would have to come up with some way to make it, say it, Carl, moist.
Yeah.
And so Orin just hates that phrase. Oh, buck up, will you? That's the crux of the turkey argument. People who can't cook the turkey may pivot to ham. Ham at Easter, ham at Christmas, turkey's got to be my... Where do you fall on the turkey versus ham?
Well, look, I don't do turkey a lot during the year, and I cook a lot of stuff. It's my one chance, and I do two now. I used to just do one, and it was the fried turkey, and we were on that years ago when everybody was like afraid of it. Now everybody does it. But I also smoke a turkey. And so the two different types of turkeys and how I brine them and, Mike, how I cook them. But I enjoy it for Thanksgiving. Like, I don't eat turkey any other time of the year. If I'm having a turkey sandwich, it's rare and, you know, I'm at a deli or something. So this is the one day, and I'm with you on this, that I enjoy turkey. We do ham and have done ham on Christmas. New Year's Eve, that's a different deal. That's a different meal. That's, you know, prime rib or something different. But at the end of the day, It's turkey all day for me on Thanksgiving.
Boys, where do you fall on this? Turkey's got to be turkey on Thursday, next Thursday.
It's turkey, but my family's also doing ham, so but
blasphemy.
There has to be turkey. But if you remember Christmas Vacation,
yes,
they jacked up a turkey.
He did.
It was a turkey on Christmas.
He did. No. And people, some people do that. That's what I said to Mike. Like, whatever your traditions are from a food standpoint, and guys, people dibble and dab and everything, you know, they do different things. Some people do both on both holidays. So it is what it is.
Day-Day?
Yeah, we do turkey and ham as well.
No, you guys are crazy. You guys have Philistines I'm dealing with today.
What'd you do, like that honey ham?
Philistines?
That
the honey ham.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Honey ham is so good.
It is, man.
No, not in my house. It's turkey. And no, we were just saying, Day-Day, you know, smoking the bird. Becky brines the turkey. She's done turkey breasts. And we use, you can go, if you want to go crazy and spend some money, you can use something like Maker's Mark, but anything will work. You can use Elijah Craig. You can use any whiskey. Evan Williams, but it makes a great flavor.
Yeah, we actually get our turkey from a company. They flavor them. And so the particular kind we get is half lemon pepper, half Cajun.
Ooh, I like that idea. That's tasty.
That Cajun turkey's good, man. But lemon pepper, I mean, come on.
I'm not in the South. You're in Atlanta.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. And no, you can't take my card when I say this. I'm not a lemon pepper fan.
You know what? I wasn't.
How do you get a turkey that's lemon pepper?
My wife is lemon pepper.
Day-Day,
my wife
I wasn't. Carl, the brothers got on me, Carl. I had, remember a couple years ago with Lou Williams?
Yeah.
Because I said the same thing. And I've redevoted my life to lemon pepper.
You
got to
find the right lemon pepper. By the way, low-key secret, if you're looking for a great Cajun turkey, Popeyes.
Oh, I know.
Yes, Popeyes is
they
a great
do.
Turkey. And
Popeyes.
Again, I know
they sell out quick.
The turduckins out there. I know it's the Southern, the guys that did that for years for us. But anyway, just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, guys.
I'm with you, Mike.
Go brine the bird. There's a process. The directions are self-explanatory. You put it on your smoker, and it'll be moist, and you'll love it. Thank you. And save the ham for other holidays. That's me. I'll die on the turkey hill.
Hey. Well, you know what? I'll save it for next week because it'll be Thanksgiving. I got something to tell you about that turkey thing. We'll talk about it next week.
Hey, what'd you think of the duds last night on the Texans? Going
liked
all
them.
Red with the blue numbers, man.
Liked them, man. You know, when that franchise came about, it was a big deal for Bob McNair, who's no longer with us, the owner, to have a throwback kind of uniform and have the heritage of something related to Texas. So,
right.
The horns, right?
I saw that.
And that gets back to all the different names. We had a thing at that time, Mike. This is like 2002 or 3, where they had a big naming contest.
Right.
And it was, hey, name the football team. And it became a big deal. And Bob McNair, the owner at that time, wanted to make sure that it had like this heritage and throwback to the state and all this stuff. And, of course, some kind of Oiler tie-in. But I digged those uniforms last night.
I digged it. And, again, they got the result last night. We talked about them. The defense is getting all over Buffalo. Funny memes, and this is out there. Somebody says, wow, the Chiefs have a major injury last night. They're talking about referee Adrian Hill. Have you seen these memes, Day-Day? Chiefs got a major injury on Thursday night. Adrian Hill carted off the field with a leg injury. Basically came up. I don't know if it was Achilles, but he's hopping on one leg. So the man in the white cap was escorted off the field. And needless to say, it launched 1,000 memes where people are saying, oh, the poor Chiefs. Hey, by the way, shout out to a couple of our listeners. A couple of guys hit me up. Drew Dickinson, Jimmy also said, I said Logan Paul. It's Jake Paul.
Jake Paul,
fighting Anthony Joshua. So different, big difference. So thanks for the heads up, guys. It's Jake Paul, not Logan Paul that we were talking about. Thank you. Hey, I know that people have talked about the chat bot and AI, and Elon Musk has got his Grok thing, which he says is much more accurate and better.
Okay.
And your kids should use that.
Do you use it?
I don't know. I rely on my wits.
Okay.
Okay. I don't use any of that stuff. You know? And you kids should too. It's good old-fashioned work. God dang it. Elon Musk's AI chatbot. Apparently, some people got on it and started asking questions about Elon Musk. And I guess it's all about who programs it. Social media users on X and Blue Sky have shared screenshots of Grok claiming that Elon Musk ranks among the top 10 minds in history, greater than Isaac Newton. Also saying that he has amazing physical shape. Musk's ex-AI also stated that he is, in fitness, worlds ahead of basketball player LeBron James.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the North Korean version of it right there for Kim Jong-un right there.
And again, it's all a matter of who puts the programming in. Obviously not the best day for this artificial intelligence. Selected Elon Musk as the greatest baseball pitcher over Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. So
what is it he can't do?
Elon claims, you know, that he's supposed to have the better process. Gotta tighten that up a little bit. Maybe get back to the drawing board. That is Guy Talk here on a Friday. Say no to ham. Yes to turkey.
My man Gary, good friend of mine, Day-Day. said, take Day-Day's card now for that comment. He just hit you up? Take his card now. Gary, good to hear from you.
I got some major heat from the African-American community for disavowing lemon pepper a few years ago. And I am back, Carl, and back
I didn't,
in.
Listen, I didn't say I don't. It's just
no,
not,
we heard
it's not
you
my
said
go-to.
We heard you. You said you don't like it.
I don't like it.
No.
It's not my go-to.
Oh, whatever.
Or remember the lady who did security for us at the old building? They did the voicer for me. She goes, Mike Bell speaks for the black community.
Yes, I do remember that, yes.
It was during the Mike Vick fiasco. It was like our old, Carl, it was a joke.
Oh, I know. I hear you. I just. Anyway, hey, man.
Al, I've got more cred. You got to get on the lemon pepper tip, Joe. What the hell, Carl?
Coming up, we are going to talk to our buddy Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. We'll find out what he's thinking. And by the way, what is the front office thinking about this run without Trey? We'll ask Coach or Steve Coonan next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Kind of game. Steve Coonan, life's pretty good for you these days, is it not? The CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. How are you today, sir? What's going on?
I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me on today. It's our 2 millionth show together.
Episode 650.
Well, you know, Stephen, we started this back in 1978. I always thought that, you know, who knew? You know, exactly. In 2025, here we'd be.
I will tell you, we started this in 2014, and it's been a blast. It's one of the highlights of the fun things that I get to do. So thank you both very, very much.
All right. Let's talk about our team, and we're talking about the Hawks last night. Tough one, Steve. I mean, look, we've been playing well without Trey, obviously. Spurs had their, you know, a couple of stars out, but this was one of those games where you felt like, all right, we were in it, and then all of a sudden we weren't. We had some issues giving up points in the paint. Mike and I were talking about that. But Nikhil Alexander, and I just want to specifically ask you about him first. He chose to come to Atlanta, and he's been such a pleasant surprise. I think a lot of people weren't familiar with his game. He's shown me a lot here early on.
Yeah, and remember, he was signed to be a sixth man with us, and he's starting now ostensibly at the point guard. And he's played great. He was incredibly clutch in the comeback against Phoenix. And last night he had, I think, 36 or 38. So he's definitely wants to be here. He's a leader. The guys love him, and he's performing at a high level. You know, last night was one of those games when you look at the score sheet, San Antonio just exploded from the three-point line, and it was too much to catch. So yeah. We move on to
Pelicans.
Atlanta invading New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Falcon fans doing the double. Talk to some folks, Steve. They're going to go down there, watch the Pelicans take on the Hawks, and stick around for, obviously, the Dirty Birds and then Filthy Saints. Yeah, last night, some points in the paint, two rebounds was an issue late in that game as well. And it was a little bit surprising without Wemby. I know that you can't give us specifics, but I'll try anyway. Trey is supposed to be reevaluated, I think, 1st of December. Is that timeline make sense, though? Any idea when we'll see Trey?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
It was supposed to be
idea.
4-week evaluation was the story that our friends at the AJC had.
I don't have my calendar with me.
Oh, all right. That's it. Okay.
Sprained MCL. No, all right. Maybe we'll have to wait a while longer. Okay.
You know, I mean,
just hate to miss the all-important.
He's with the team.
But, Steve, I hate to miss the all-important in-season tournament. I mean, that thing's, you know, you're going to hang a banner
Steve,
on
Steve, you hear the
Get
sarcasm
yourself,
in his voice?
Okay.
Do you hear the sarcasm in his voice?
Get over yourself. People love it. Have you seen our court this year?
Yeah, it looks great.
It's red. It is bright red. In fact, it's actually, if you look at the Hanatone color, it's called Mike Bell Red.
Ooh.
Because the in-season tournament turns him face red.
Yes, indeed. Indeed it does. But again, it's a tradition that's developing and building. But hey, last year, obviously.
We almost won this thing
last year. I know. And we were going to have, Steve had already talked about a parade. We'd go down Northside. Okay. Very small.
Heck yeah. Now, we're going to play Cleveland on the 28th, which I'm excited about this incredible, you know, Centennial Olympic Park Drive doubleheader. Mm. Dogs play Tech
right
at 3:30 at Mercedes and walk down and see Cleveland playing the Hawks. And, yeah, it's a great day of competition and a great day of camaraderie right after, you know, Thanksgiving. So the long walk from Mercedes to State Farm will be my exercise regime.
Yeah.
I think it's about 200 yards.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No doubt. Game Friday, it's the day after Thanksgiving, Steve's talking about, versus Cleveland, 7:30 tip. And then, of course, they go on the road for a couple, but they're back the first week of December on the 3rd as the Clippers come in and Denver comes in. We got a nice little homestand, Washington and Charlotte. And even the Spurs, I think I'm looking at this, or at least two of those games, and then Washington on the road in Charlotte before they get the Spurs back at home. Hey, Steve, what does the front office, you know, in regards to how well we've played without Trey, what's the vibe? What do you guys think? And I say you, obviously, I mean, you're not on the personnel side, but what's the vibe in the building?
The vibe's outstanding. You know, it's funny. I went to Siamsi this week. And, you know, I was just going to pop in and shake his hand and see how he was doing. They were all in New York scouting all the tournaments.
Huh.
This New Orleans pick has real potential to be a top five pick.
Right.
It truly does. And so where you see where we're playing and the level we're playing, and, you know, obviously it's still very early. And obviously, I mean, I think we're 3 games out of, you know, first and a game out of third. So it's a little early for scoreboard watching. But it's not too early to be scouting for draft positions. And so they were up in New York with Duke in Kansas and, you know, St. John's. And there's some really good college basketball coming to our building. Georgia's playing. St. John's is playing. So take a look, guys. Let's come on down and watch some great college basketball and do a little bit of scouting. Why don't we get you guys there to help us
do
some scouting?
Let's do it. No doubt. And you know, while you're talking about players, I am starting to immerse myself in college basketball. I got to tell you something. I'm watching the other night, and I think it was Alabama and Illinois. Matter of fact, I know it was. And Andre Stojakovic, his son, yes, sounds like Paige's son, is a player for Illinois. He's an incredible player, and I'm looking at some of these players. Alabama has a great player. I mean, like, to your point, Steve, this upcoming draft, I think you're going to have a lot of star power coming out of the college ranks, and if that is a top five pick, and we hope it is.
Oh, some power forwards, big centers. I mean, we got Okongwu. And, of course, Steve, we also could get the heir apparent for Trey if you don't bring him back.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, jeez. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's some good point guards, Carl. You just talked about them.
Yes, I know. But
no, there's excellent point guards. You know, the Boozer kid from Duke's terrific. The kid from Kansas is fantastic.
Yes, yes.
From BYU. Tennessee's got a 6'10 stud who's supposed to be great. So everybody's scouting all over the country and all over the world, you know, because it is such a global game now. So I think that's the vibe of what's going on is, you know, the guys are playing well. We still got to get healthy, to your point about Trey coming back and Porzingis. It was good to see him back on the court. I think he had 14 last night. But we got to get healthy, stay healthy. And then the front office is all they're thinking about is the future.
Steve,
it's exciting.
Right. No. Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. Hawks CEO, our weekly visit. If you're new to the show, joins us every week. And that's the thing, because Carl, I mean, give us some credit. We did, you know, on our pre-show and on the radio show, shooting down when guys go, oh, well, look at this, man. We got this win streak without Trey. Then you play Detroit and you don't score for like 4 minutes. You need Trey. They're, like, I know that there's a tendency for some folks in this town to get down that road, but you need Trey. The key is when Trey gets healthy is how Quinn Snyder integrates him with the guys who have been doing some good, really good things the last few weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, he's an integral part of the team, and it's exciting how well we have been able to do, you know, without him in the lineup and how explosive our offense should be with him back in the lineup. So I'm super excited. Hey, quick question, and I'm sorry to be unprepared. Who won the Texas-Georgia game last Saturday night?
Oh, jeez. Really? You going to go here? Georgia won.
Well, yes, I am.
You want to rub salt in the wound. Georgia won, Steve, and they won pretty damn handily, to be honest with you. I mean, it was a beatdown. It was ugly.
But we have gone double or nothing. So at some point in time, I'm not going to accept nothing.
Okay.
We're going to have to work on it.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Look,
Just saying.
Okay, and it's valid. As Steve Coonan and I have been going back and forth. By the way, all of a sudden now, the Dawgs are getting more, and rightfully so, they're getting more and more, I think, attention than earlier in the season about them potentially making another run in a national championship. Do you believe they are that caliber of team? I didn't in the beginning of the season, Steve. I absolutely do now.
Well, I think their quarterback, you start there. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. There's not many I would trade him for. I think you look at our coach, and he's by far the finest in the land. All this hubbub over Lane Kiffin, and
right.
You know we've got Superman at coach, and then you look at the grit. I mean, Ole Miss, Tennessee. I mean, we coasted against Texas because they kind of stink. But you look at the other SEC teams of great gravitas, and we played extraordinarily well against them. So I think Georgia definitely is going to be a force in the playoffs, definitely going to be a force. But if you want to go double or nothing again, I'll give you Charlotte this weekend.
Minus the 45.
Minus the 45. Right. Hey, I want to ask you about something. I don't know if a lot of people are aware. Down at College Park, Jalen's brother's down there, and he's pretty good. His name's Kobe Johnson.
Okay.
And Kobe played for UCLA, played at USC, and then transferred. So he played, obviously, in the Pac-12 for 3 years, and then now he was in the Big Ten. He's really talented. And I only bring this up to say, you know, LeBron had the son thing. There's a chance at some point that Kobe Johnson can be playing with Jalen Johnson with the Atlanta Hawks, and it wouldn't surprise me. He is a defensive force, called a couple of games already down there. Steve. Like what I'm seeing there.
Yeah, Johnson and Johnson, let's do it.
He's impressive.
They incredibly talented family. I mean, Jalen is, that's one of the great joys of the season, is to see how well he came back and how he's really breaking out. He put up a stat line that's never been done in the NBA.
Yeah. Right, we talked about it, yeah. No, there's some really good things. Like I said, it's a buzzkill to not have Trey out there. But again, keeping their head above water. You know, the good news was you hung with the Pistons, and that's a team that looks like it's got everything going for them right now. And that could be maybe a preview of what we might see in the playoffs. And with Trey, I think you beat these guys.
Yeah, and I think with Trey, you got somebody who's going to get you that clutch basket with 35 seconds left, whether it gets to the line or makes the pass or, of course, makes the shot himself. And let's never forget, there's 430 players in the NBA, and he is an all-star, which is one of 12. So
you were
he's a special guy. Can't wait for him to come back Don't know when that's going to happen, but can't wait.
You, real quick, you were talking about the College Classic. I was just looking at this. It is December 20th. North Carolina, Ohio State, Kentucky, St. John's. Is that right? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on out. We want people to come and see great college basketball. You know, we're trying to bring boxing. We're trying to bring UFC. We're trying to bring more college basketball to Atlanta because we are the best sports town in the country. So come on out and support these teams and do a little scouting because we're sitting there with a very high draft pick.
Three. Right on.
Steve Koonin, man, enjoy the weekend. Thank you so much. Hawks again, back at it against the Pelicans on the road. As Mike mentioned, a lot of Falcon fans doing the double dip, and then they'll make their way back home next week. Should be an exciting Thanksgiving week down at State Farm. Thanks again.
All right, guys. Be well.
You
cool
too.
Beans. And again, I know it's the way too early to look at the mock draft, but you just said it, Carl. There's so much size. I mean, I know we've got a Congo we've talked about. I still think at times we still need even more size because Porzingis might just be here 1 year.
Yep.
But there's some big-time centers. Caleb Wilson, power forward slash center. A lot of dudes, and there's some point guards. I was like, yeah, I had to be a Weisenheimer. But remember, guys, there's an option for Trey next year.
Yeah. And the Boozer kid, that's, you know, his dad, obviously, Cameron Boozer is who we were talking about with Duke. Carlos was his dad. So there's some lineage there. But there are some really good players, man. College season is just starting. So we'll see where it goes. But keep an eye out because I do think Steve's right. We're going to be picking in the top five. All right, coming up, we got to get to the Falcon Report. Major injury today. It's something nobody expected, but it's going to affect our defense. We're going to tell you about that. We'll get you the latest from Flowery Branch as they get ready for the Saints. And then Brian McFadden is going to stop by. BMAC from CBS Sports, guys, covers the NFL. We'll get his thoughts on the Falcons and everything that's going on around the NFL. Stay there. 5 o'clock hour straight ahead.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.